Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Shin Nun Hey. We are up to Siv Beis, the third to last line on page Reish Zayin, and we're about to turn on to page 414. The Mechaber says in Siv Beis, Beis HaKisei She'al Pnei HaMayim. So we've been discussing in the beginning of this Siman, when you want to carry something from a body of water, which is a karmelis, into a house, which is a rishus hayachid, or vice versa. So here we're discussing the same topic, but we're discussing a beis hakisei. A person wants to go to the beis hakisei, and the way the beis hakisei is set up is that the gedolim that are going to come out are going to be landing in the water. So he's standing in a rishus hayachid, and he's going to be relieving himself into a karmelis. So the Mechaber says, beis hakisei she'al pnei amayim, a beis hakisei that is over water. So mutter ayidei mechitza tzluya. Here also we have the leniency of a wall that is hanging. Ubilvad shetehei asuya lahatir. But it has to be a wall that was made specifically to be matir. Aval haasuya letznius beis hakisei bilvad lo mahani. But if there's a wall that's only made for privacy reasons, that will not count as making the water down below into Rosh Hashayachin. V'im asa daf okana pachos mishlosha shetipol hatzoa olav kodem shetipol lamayim. If you place some kind of board or reed within three tefachim from the hole of this beis hakisei, that when the tzoa falls down, it first hits the daf or the kana before it goes off into the water, so then eino tzarach mechitzos. This is like we discussed yesterday in the case where you pour the dirty water over the wall of the boat and it rolls in. That's not something that you're taking directly from a shiach to a karmelis, which is aser. It's kocho in the karmelis because you're putting it onto one place and then it's going from there to the other place. So here, even if you would not have a mechitza, but you have a daf or kana within three tefachim that the tzoa is going on there first and then is going into the water, that will be kocho be karmelis, which is a mutter. The same thing is true if the way the Beis HaKisei is set up is some kind of slanty wall down below that the tzoa is going to hit the side of the wall and afterwards it's going to roll into the water. That also will be considered kocho b'karmelis and will be mutter. V'nishbar hadaf b'shabbos. And if you have this daf set up so that one can go to the Beis HaKisei on Shabbos and there's no concern with carrying, it's going to go onto the daf and then into the water. And then all of a sudden the daf broke on Shabbos, it is still mutter to use that Beis HaKisei mishum de gadol kavod abrios, since you did what you had to do before Shabbos and now it's broken, so you can't fix it on Shabbos, so we say it's still going to be mutter, and therefore we say gadol kavod abrios. Says the Neshabura Siv Katan Chav Aleph. We said a beis hakisei shal pnei amayim, haynu shesamuch liyom o lanohar. There's a beis hakisei that's close to a sea or a river. So we could be matter using this beis hakisei, sivkan lechav beis, aydei mechitza tzuya through a wall that's hanging, shegavoa asara tfachim. So again, the wall has to be 10 tfachim high. Av she'eno magas lamayim, even though the wall doesn't reach down to the water, that's the leniency of a mechitza tzuluya, a hanging wall, with viewed as if it goes down, and the tzoa is going from the beis hakisei, which is a rishus hayachid, into the walled area of the water, through the mechitza tzuluya, so it's going from one rishus hayachid to another rishus hayachid. Sivkat nuchav gimel. But it has to be the wall that you make is asuri lahatir. Lipano sham b'shabbos. It has to be a wall that you put there in order that you can use the beis hakisei on Shabbos. Kegon she'yasena l'mata saviv l'tzad amayim. For example, the wall that's made is below the beis hakisei, is going downward, so it's clear that it's being made for the tzoa to go into the water. Because if the wall is made upward, so then letznias avida, we say the wall is really made for privacy, and that would not be matir going gedolim in that beis hakisei on Shabbos, where the water is going to fall into the water, which is a karmelis, where the tzoa is going to fall into the karmelis. The other eitza without the wall is putting a daf or kana within three tefachim. Haynu shehem pachos mishlosha samach lanekev dehavi lavud. We're talking about where this kind of board that you put out is within three tefachim from the whole of the beis hakisei, so we'll say lavud. V'havei chorei rishus hayachid. And it will get a din of holes of rishus hayachid, hukar rishus hayachid, which gets a din of rishus hayachid. So when the tzoa comes out of the person's goof from the beis hakisei and it lands on this reed or board that's sticking out, it's going from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. The Afa Gav Shenofel Misham Achar Kach Lamata Du Karmelus. Even though afterwards it saw will go from that Rosh Hashanah, the Chori Rosh Hashanah of that board into the Karmelus, which is the water, Kocho BeKarmelus LoGazru. Since that's only through Kocho, we learn Kocho BeKarmelus, they would never go there, that's Mutter. Sivkotun Chavei, we said if the board breaks, it's okay for that Shabbos. Rotalomar, Shenishbar Bishabbos Gufo. Talking about where the daf broke on Shabbos. Sheiyav Shalasakna, where you can't fix it on Shabbos. Ulakach Mutterli Pono Shom Loso Shabbos. Therefore, we give you the leniency of going to the Beis HaKisei over there for the remainder of that Shabbos. Says the Mechaber Vaiter Siv Gimel, Im Beis HaKisei Boleit Chutz Lechomas Ha'ir. Here we have a case where somehow it's set up that a Beis HaKisei is hanging over the wall of the city, outside the city. V'tzoa nofelas b'chathira shesaviv ha'ir. When a person goes to that Beis HaKisei, that tzoa falls down into a dug area that's around the city. Sheyesh bo yoser mi Beis HaSayim. It's a very large ditch, which is the size of a Beis HaSayim, that we learned earlier, Shu Karmelis. So here the Tzoa is going from the Rosh Hashayachid, the Beis HaKisei, landing into this very large ditch that's too large to be a Rosh Hashayachid. The Rabbanan made it into a Karmelis. So, Eino Mutter Agdei Mechitza Tluya. So, although in Sif Beis we discussed going to the Beis HaKisei from a Rosh Hashayachid to a Karmelis, and it was Mutter through a Mechitza Tluya, in this case, although it's the same Rishuyos, it's going from Rosh Hashayachid to a Karmelis, here we don't Mutter through a Mechitza Tluya. Shaloh Hitiru Osela B'mayim. That was a special leniency for water, which was in the Sif Beis, but not over here. Ava Al Yidei Daf Shari. But the other eights that we had in Sif Beis, that you could put out some kind of board, that Tzoa goes from the Beis HaKisei Rosh Hashayachid to the board, which is the Rosh Hashayachid, and from there to the Karmelis, that would be Mutter, de Kocho Shari B'chol Karmelis, because again, when it's only Kocho, it is Mutter in the Karmelis. Says the Ramah, V'yesh Omrim, there are those who say, De'in Beis HaKisei L'mala Me'asara. If the Beis HaKisei is more than 10 tefachim high from the bottom of this ditch, Shari B'chol Inyan, it's always going to be Mutter, the Hamotzi Mirishus Hayachal the Karmelis Derech Makom Tur. We know above 10 Tfachim over a Karmelis becomes a Makom Tur. So if a person is in the Beis HaKisei above, which is Rosh Hashayachid, the Tzoa first goes through the Karmelis before it get, first goes through the Makom Tur before it gets to the Karmelis, and that's going to be Mutter. V'ayin La'el Simin Shin Mem Vav Diyesh Chokim. Look earlier that is in fact a Machlokas. V'yesh Omer, there are those who say, Dim Hoya Sham Tzoa Mibodyom. If this ditch already had some Tzoa in it from before Shabbos, Shari B'chol Inyan, then a person can use the Beis HaKisei in all cases where the Tzoa is going on to other Tzoa that's already there. Daha HaTzoa Havi Makom Tur. Because the Tzoa that's already down below from before Shabbos already is made into a Makom Tur. De Lo Darsi Barabim. Because people are not trampling over the Tzoa, they're avoiding it, and therefore it's made into its own Rishus, it's a Makom Tur. So now you're going to the Beis HaKisei from the Rishus HaYachin into a Makom Tur, which is Mutter. V'ayin la'el simin shin mem hei, diyesh cholkin. Look what we said earlier, that those who argue, usvirlu, and they hold the ein mokum tur b'karmelis, there is no such thing as a mokum tur b'karmelis, and therefore, according to them, even if there's tzoa in this large ditch, which is larger than the Beis HaSayim, it's still not going to get a din of mokum tur, and it's going to be usr. Now the Ramah switches gears, and he says, ulefi mashin esbar la'el simin shin mem hei. Based on what we learned earlier, the ein makom tur b'rishus hayachid l'kliyama, that everyone agrees that you can't have a makom tur in a rishus hayachid. So beis hakisei ha'omed bein shnei batim. So now you have a beis hakisei that's between two houses. Oser li pano sham. You're not allowed to go to the beis hakisei over there. In lo erevu yachad, if they didn't make an erev together, the two houses. V'lo osu lo tikkun mibodyom, and they did not make any kind of tikkun, which we'll see what that is from before Shabbos. Commotion is bar sebeis, like we saw in sebeis, they didn't make the tikkun. The oshari, because then it would be mutter. The lo havi elo kemo chotzer she'enem o'reves, then it would only be considered like a chotzer she'enem o'reves. Kid lakamon simin shinun zayin. V'ayin lakamon simin shin ayin vav. Sif dalad. V'chol zeh davka l'chadchila. This is all discussing l'chadchila. Ava b'dievet she'shachachu v'lo irvu. But b'dievet, if they forgot to make an eruv, then it's mutter to go to the Beis HaKisei over there. The gadol kavod abrios, because great is kavod abrios. Last point in the Ramah, and then we'll see all the Mishaburas. Holchei Svinos, travelers in boats, Nogu Lasos Tzarcheya Min HaMashuta Layom. They were knowing that if they had to relieve themselves, they would go from the Meshuta to the Yom. The exact translation of a Meshuta is an oar, but it doesn't refer to our oars, as we'll see, because it's much bigger than our oars. The Hoel v'Meshuta ein gvo asara. Since this oar is not 10 tfachim high, afal pisha rechava arba'a, even though it's 4x4 tfachim, so it's obviously bigger than our regular oars that we have nowadays, ein el karmelis, it only gets to the karmelis, and if you go to the Beis HaKisei from this Meshuta, the karmelis, into the water, that's going umotzi mikarmelis the karmelis, which we hold is mutter. So let's begin the Mishabura now on page 414, Sivkaton Chavav. So we start off this Sif, and we said if the Beis HaKisei is hanging out over the wall of the city, and down below is a very large ditch, which should be a Rosh HaYachid, but it's so large, more than a Beis HaSayim, it has din of a karmelis. The Beis HaKisei is a Rosh HaYachid, down below is a karmelis. So you have a problem of going to the Beis HaKisei over there, of carrying from the Rosh HaYachid to the Karmelis. And we said, even a Mechitza Tzluya, which helped in the last sif by water, does not help over here. Says the Mishnah Berurah Chavav, Rotza Lomar, Sha'af Sheach Afira Amuka Asar Tfachim, even though this ditch is 10 Tfachim deep, Kevan Sheim Achzakes Yosem Beis HaSayim, since it is larger than a Beis HaSayim, lo hukfa ladira, and it was not surrounded for dwelling purposes, din karmelis aleha. It gets the din of a karmelis, nimtza motzi mirshus hayachal karmelis. It turns out that by going to the bathroom over there, you are carrying from a mirshus hayachal to a karmelis, which is not allowed. So he said, it's not mutra adei mechitza tluya, chav zayim, elo be'inat sha mechitzos yagiu arakarka. If you want to use the eitz of mechitzos to make what's down below Rosh HaYachid, it would have to be that the mechitzos go all the way down. Sivkaton chavches, aval aide daf. But the other eitz that we had before, that you have some board sticking out, that the tzoa goes from your Rosh HaYachid of the Beis HaKisei onto the daf, we'll have a din of Tzidei Rosh HaYachid, of Chor Rosh HaYachid, which also be Rosh HaYachid, and from there the Tzoa rolls down into the Karmelis, that would be Mutter, because that's Kocho B'Karmelis, which is Mutter. Says the Mishabura, Sivkadun Chavches, Aval Ayide Daf Okana, through a board or a reed, O Shat Tzoa Nofel Al Tzidei HaKosel, or if the Tzoa first falls on the wall of the Beis HaKisei, like we saw before, V'Achar Kach Mizgalgel V'Nofel B'Chafira, and then it rolls down into the dish, the canal, that will be mutter as well. The Ramah then said, there are those who say the Beis HaKisei is above 10, everything is good, because the Tzoa is coming out from the Beis HaKisei, which is a Rosh HaSayachid, through the airspace above 10 Tfachim of a Karmelis, which is a Makom Ptur. So it's going from Rosh HaSayachid to Makom Ptur to a Karmelis, so there are those who say that is mutter. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Lamala Me'asara Me'karkoyis HaChafira. We're talking about the Beis HaKisei is more than 10 Tfachim above from the ground of this ditch. V'atam, the reason why it's okay, da'avir l'malo me'asara b'karmelis mokom p'turhu. The airspace above 10 from the karmelis is a mokom p'tur. V'nimtza k'shu nifne. It turns out when a person relieves himself, motzi me'rishus ha'yachad l'karmelis derech mokom p'tur, it's going from the rishus ha'yachad to the karmelis through a mokom p'tur. Sivkotan lamed, the Ramah said, v'ayin l'el simen shin me'vav v'yishcholkom, not everyone agrees to that. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Hainu b'sof Sif Aleph, Diyesh Osrim Lahotzi Mirshus HaYachid LaKarmelis Afilu Derech Mokom Ptur. There are those who say it's Osir to carry from a Mirshus HaYachid to a Karmelis, even though it's through a Mokom Ptur. The Ayin Bebir Agro Shemarech Bazeh. Look in the Bebir Agro, who speaks at length about this. Vidaito, and his opinion is, the Afi Neima De Birishuyos De Rabbanan Derech Mokom Ptur Mutter. Even if you hold that when we're only involved in Rishuyos, that will be Osir to Rabban, like over here, Rishus HaYachid to a Karmelis, then through a Mokom Ptur is Mutter. Hainu Davka B'dinoch B'emtzal HaMokom Ptur. That's only if there's a stopover. It actually stops, and there is a Hanocha in the Mokom Ptur. Avalo B'dilonach. But not if it didn't stop over. It just bumped into it and went past it. That's not going to be good. V'hocha Halo Lo Noch B'emtzal. Over here, if the Beis HaKisei is just 10 Tfachim above the Karmelis, it's just flying straight through the Mokom Ptur, that will not be Mutter, says the Gra. For this same reason, the Beis Meir also takes issue with this first Yesh Omrim. The Mordechai also agrees with this Gra. And he is bewildered by this first Yesh Omrim that says that it would be okay for the Tzohar to be go from the Rosh HaYachid through the Mokom Ptur to the Karmelis. That's really not Pashut. All these Achronim say it's not good. Then the Ramah told us, that there are those who say, if there's already tzoa in this dish from before Shabbos, that tzoa itself is a makom ptur, and therefore you can relieve yourself from the beis hakiseh, which is a rishus hayachid, into that big ditch on top of the tzoa, because that's going from a shayachid to a makom ptur. Says the Mishnah Berurah Lamed Aleph, Umari shemefane mamish al tzoa. It has to be that the tzoa is really right below the beis hakiseh, so that this person's tzoa is going to be blowing on the tzoa down below. The afal pishon ofelos achakach min atzad. Even though afterwards it might hit the tzoa that's down below, it's going to fall off shu karmelus, and it's going to roll into the area which is a karmelus, which is not a makom ptur. Still, that would be shari. Sefkat lamed beis. The reason why this is okay is because the tzoa down below is a makom ptur. Because we have to assume that tzoa down below is not 4 tefachim wide. The after ba'alma kaimelon, even though in general we hold, depachos mishlosha tefachim gova. If something is less than 3 tefachim high, it's bata lagabe reshushu omid ba. It's nullified for the reshush that it's in. V'hatzoa mistama eina gavoa shlosha tefachim. And we have to assume that tzoa down below is not 3 tefachim high, and it's in a karmelus. So even if the tzoa is a makom ptur within 3 tefachim, it should be bata to the karmelus. It should get Hashem Karmelis, Shani Hoch, here it's different. Tzoya shebebeis hakisei bevadei lodarsi barabim. Nobody is walking over tzoa that's in a Karmelis, and therefore, although other things within three are batal to what's under it, that's only because you walk right over it. But no one's walking over tzoa, and therefore it would not be batal. V'alkein eina batal reshusha betzida v'havei makom ptur. Therefore, the tzoa down below would get it in a makom ptur, and therefore, if a person is going to the beis hakiseh directly on top of it, that would be mutter, that would be carrying the tzoa from reshus hayachid onto a makom ptur. Sifkatan lamed gimel. Now is where the Ramah switches gears, and the Mishnah Berurah explains. Kan masil haramah levar din acher. Here the Ramah switches and discusses a totally different din. Odos beis hakisei sheshayach mkom hachafiru shetatel v'shnei anoshim v'lo ervu b'nehem. Now we're talking about a beis hakisei down between two houses in an area that is dug out that belongs to two people and they didn't make an eruv. So it's a joint reshus. V'ka'amar, and the Ramah is telling us, Dekan lo shayach haheter shekasa mitchila. Here it's not shayach the heter that we said earlier, that tzoa have a makom ptur, that the tzoa down below is considered a makom ptur. Kevon de harashuyos ba'asman reshus hayachid him. Since the area down below is really a reshus hayachid, it just happens to be owned by two people, but it's a reshus hayachid, so ein makom ptur reshus hayachid. There is no such thing as a mokum ptur in a reshus hayachid. So here you're relieving yourself from a reshus hayachid into a reshus hayachid. The problem is there's no eruv. So it's a joint area. That's the problem we're discussing. So therefore, sifkat lamed out, it's also a panosham. You can't relieve yourself there. Mairi, shemikom moshe beis hakiseh hayashar l'kol echel levado. They each had their own compartment of the beis hakiseh above. They have their own reshus hayachid there. Ki hoya mechitza mavsekes b'neim. There was a wall separating the two beis hakiseh above. Ella, she'achafira she'tateo hayashach l'shneim. But the hole down below belonged to both of them. Ulakach aser, therefore it's forbidden. Demotzi me reshuso lekarka shutafim. Because then you're being motzi from your own reshus to the ground that belongs to partners. De imgam mekom moshav sharach lashutfin. If the place where you're sitting in the beis hakiseh is also owned by the partnership, ein kan otzah me reshuso reshuso mutter, then it'll be mutter. So if they both own the beis hakiseh and they both own the area down below, it's mutter, because not changing reshios. The problem here is they each have their own compartment in the beis hakiseh, so it's an individual's beis hakiseh, reshus hayachid, and the tzoa is going down into a shutfus where they join together and they own the place below together. That's the problem if there is no eruv. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Lamed Hey. So the Ramah said, it's also yipano shamim lo irvu yachad, and they didn't do a tikkun vodyom, like we said in Sibbeis. What's a tikkun? Hainu tikkun didafel kana. You could avoid the whole problem with the tikkun that we had earlier in Sibbeis of the board or the reed. Aval tikkun de mechitza tluya einam ol hocha ad shiyoredes adlamata. But again, it's not over water. Mechitza tluya wouldn't work. The only way mechitza would work over here is if they would go all the way down. Sivkatan lamid vav. Gidol Akamon, Simon Shinun Zayim, Siv Gimel Bahaga, Desham Mavuar de Bechatzer Sheina Morevis. There it's discussed that a Chatzer that's not Morevis, Lukuyalma Mutter Kocho, the same way that the Karmelis Kocho is Mutter. Here, it's not a Karmelis, it's a Rosh Hashanah, but it's a partnership. There also, Kocho is Mutter. Therefore, you have two Eitzes. Either you make an Erev together, If there's no Erev, you put out a board, and therefore it bounces off the board, that's Kocho B'Karmelus, or rather, Kocho B'Rishus Ayachu, that's a Shutfus, is also going to be Mutter. Sivkotan Lamed Zayin. This is all a Chavchila, but the evidence, if they forgot to make an Erev, it's Mutter. Sivkotan Lamed Zayin, Sheshachalu Erevu, O Shalo Hoyalo B'Efshar La'asos Tikon Aniskar. Or they didn't have the possibility, they had nothing to build, to make this board that's going to stick out, that the Torah is going to bounce off, so it's a case of the evidence, they're stuck. So then we said everything is mutter. The God will cover the brios lamelches shehitiru chachomim b'mokum she'embo iser daraisa. Because of cover the brios, they allowed you to do things that are only awesome with the rabbanim. And again, all we're discussing over here is going from an individual rosh shayachid to a shutfus rosh shayachid, which is certainly only the rabbanim. B'mokum cover the brios, and you were negligent because you forgot to make an eriv, or you don't have the eitzah of making the board sticking out. So then everything is mutter. The last point of the Ramah was the person that was on the Svina. He shouldn't relieve himself from the Svina to the water. That would be Rosh Hashanah to a Carmelist. Rather, he should go to the Meshaita, which is itself a Carmelist, as we'll see. Sivkot Lamites, Aval Min HaSvina LaYom, but from the boat itself to the Yam, below Tikun HaNiska B'Sibes, without the Eitzah discussed earlier that it's bouncing off somewhere else, lo, it would not be permissible. Da HaMotzi Min Rishus HaYochid LaYam Shehu Karmelis. That would be Motzi from the Svina, which is Rishus HaYochid, to the Yam, which is a Karmelis. The Im Efshar Le Mipnei Ezasiba. And if there's no other Eitzah because of some reason, Elohim Kein Yaseh Tzrocha B'Svina, the only Eitzah is to relieve himself from the Svina to the Yam. So again, mutter, the Godol covered abrios. That also be mutter, because again, covered abrios, if you're stuck, you're stuck. If it only involves an Issa Rabbanon, we say that it's mutter. We'll stop here and continue with Hashem tomorrow with Sif Dalid.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekoymos on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.